Okay. All right, am I in the picture now? I'm in the picture now.
Very well. Look, open this PDF here, a new one we have. It's basically the same with one note less. Let's open this.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, the PDF. I can't see what I'm looking at here. Now, you sent two links. It's the second link or the first link?
Second last.
Muting with left hand strumming?
Yes, it's the second last. It says PDF on the list.
Strumming. Okay. Oh, that's not a PDF,
not,
though.
Not video. PDF.
What? Then it must be this. Oh, the second. Okay, you sent four.
The second last.
Well, the second one looks like it's also. What's going on here? Okay, the first one is 3/ interactive practice for you. The second one is muting with the left hand. The PDF. Oh, that's the third one.
PDF, second last, I say.
Second to the last. Okay. All right, so now I click on, where do I click? I click there. Okay, and now I send it to the printer. Where's printer? Print.
Perfect.
Print, save it. What's going on here? I guess I need to go and open it up here. And send it to the printer. Okay, so this is a rumba?
This is a Tango's rumba, 4/4.
Okay, let me run and get the printout.
Perfect, yes.
Okay.
Very good.
So what do we have here? We have Golpe AM. Okay, so that's index.
That's right.
Okay. Then we have now. Why is the last thumb up circled in red?
I mean, that one there is that is because we will omit that note. So just cross it with a pencil, cross it with a slash, so that we know that one there it will be omitted. So that is a rest. Therefore, we have two rests. One is the eighth note, which is that thumb up. That will be rest. And the first line below also will be rest. Now, let's check the four chords with bar so that we know this thing that we will play.
Okay. So, four chords. It's E minor. Okay, what do we have? We have E minor.
Let's play them. Is this here?
Okay, these are the same four chords that we did last time.
Yes. The only thing that's on the fifth fret, and then it's that right. So
okay.
Now, the green squares there we have, signs indicate the notes which will not be muted. So means we play da da di da da pa. So we will play 3 notes out of 16.
Oh,
let me show you how.
Okay, because I don't understand so far.
But this is easier to play than to explain it. That sounds complex. But look, put the video of the private video one, the last link.
Okay.
And then go to the top one, and then we will play it together, counting slowly, so that we know what's the exact subdivision. It's a muted way to play with rumba, same, but muting with the left hand.
Okay, let's see. So go to the last one, you say?
Yes.
4-4. And which example?
So now we will do very slow this little strumming thing. 60 beats per minute. Slow as counting and playing. Play 3 notes.
Never like my tuning.
All right, no, let me see 1 second. First, that is sharp, turn it down. It's slightly over 440, that's why. That's too much, down, up. Okay, good, that's good. I don't know, 6. That's sharp, also turn it down. Sometimes you are tuned, but this one is especially sharp. Let's do fifth. Okay, fourth. That is sharp, turn it down. Okay, third. That is very sharp, turn it down. Play the chord, let's chill with the chord in. Down first. First one, little bit down, slightly. Our play the chord. That's much better. So we have ba, da, di, ba, ba, ba. So, index down, index up, sound the note. Then.
Let me try to internalize this a little bit first. So
yes. Notes with the chord are only 3. So you gain the green squares, they're off. On the page, you have 2 squares on the first 2 notes and on the 7th note. That's the only one we play. The rest is all muted roots.
Okay.
That's right.
I don't have it down yet.
Okay, next verse.
Hold a second. I'm confused. It doesn't look. It looks like you're playing the eighth note. That's crossed
eight
out.
Notes. I'm playing 16 notes, but only three with chords. Look. First, let's see the full combination. What's the full combination like? This.
Okay. Okay. So we're doing both lines. Okay. So it's.
Put this other one to check that we have the right hand first right. With that hand right, then we are half the way already. Look, this here is just the right hand. Just right hand, complete sequence. Click that one. It should go directly to the place we need. This is example one. 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. So only right hand. 4, 1, 2. Play those 3, 16. 2nd, that is not complete. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and then rest 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That is the normal sequence. In this case, we are not omitting the thumb up. We are playing the, that's why I put a circle there. To show that this here, remember this other page, you have this one here. Search for this PDF. You should already have it because that's the only one we were using before. Last slide. And count 4 notes per beat.
Let's see. Okay.
Search that one. That you printed already, I am sure.
Yeah, but I'm not sure. Let me take a fast look.
Take that.
Roomba 3. That's, I've got a Roomba, but it's not 3.
Roomba 3, it says.
I guess that would be this.
Yes, that's right. Now we read the lower part of that, but only thing we will write with a pencil is the numbers, because we will put number 1 in the first note, and in the fourth note below we write a 2. Same like in the new page, just copy the numbers from the page, from the new page, and put the same thing on that.
Oh, okay, I see the numbers now. It's 1, 2, 3, 4.
3 on the rest and 4 on index down, correct. So okay. Now we have that. That is 16 notes, 8 plus 8 minus 1, which is the rest on the first line. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And then 1, 2, rest, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So we are playing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, rest, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's it. Let's do it.
Okay, let me hold it. Let me think about what you're just saying. When you're talking, I can't think. So I'm looking for the difference between Roomba 3 and this.
There is no difference. Only difference here is about the squares, which is 3 in one page and 4 in another. But now we're not reading that even. We're just reading the arrows down and up with the motion of the fingers.
All right.
Vamos ahí. That's right. We'll sound ta ta ti ka ta ta ti ta ta ti ta 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 ti. That's how it will sound. We sound only quarter notes. That's right. Constantly ta 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 ta. That's how it sounds. It's easy.
Okay, so that's the same.
That is the same. Now, put example 1 and play along with that.
I'm not ready to play along. I'm still trying to internalize this.
That's right. The only way to internalize that is with the rhythm, which is from example 1 slow. That's what I'm saying, do it slower. Fast, no, but slow you can do, of course.
Four, one, two, three, four, one, two, three.
close. Try to do the same thing, but keeping the tracking of the counting thing. You have four notes per each beat. One, two, three, four. This is the first step.
What's going on here? Oh, example one of the other one. There's no example one on this that I can see. Oh, show more. Yes, there is. Okay, yes.
Second PDF, the one you printed today, and then we will play this with the minor, the chord we already know, this chord, 1, 2, 3, and 4 chords, and put the example 1.
Example 1 of, let's see.
Of the other video, of the private video, the new one.
The one that says private video for muting with left hand while strumming tangos.
That's correct.
Okay. Let me make sure I understand this. So we're only playing on the first line. We're playing 3 notes on the first line, and everything on the second line is all muted.
Yes, on second line and on first line, everything is muted except 3 notes.
Okay.
So out of 16, we're playing 3 only.
Okay, the second line, nothing is played. It's all muted.
It's all muted, that's right. That's right. That's what we do. But we need to know the counting rules. Otherwise, if we don't know the rhythm, we don't know which beat we are playing. On beat 1, we have 2 notes played. And on beat 2, we have 1 note played.
Okay.
Ahora, let's try to follow it. Put example 1.
Okay.
2 weeks.
Thank you very much, Ruben. Bye.